It's Tuesday, March 7th, AD 2017. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The U.S. Supreme Court has sent the Virginia transgender bathroom accommodation case back to the lower court for a final decision. The 4th U.S. District Court will make the call as to whether schools receiving Title IX funds must accommodate transgendered students. Christians are still waiting for Donald Trump's executive order on religious liberty. Over 100 conservative leaders have signed a letter pleading with the president to stand for religious liberties, especially when these freedoms compete with the perceived rights of homosexuals to licentiousness. Included on the list are representatives from Concerned Women for America, First Liberty Institute, and Students for Life. The letter argued for protection of Christian ministries that receive federal grant monies and adoption agencies that do not want to accommodate homosexuals, as well as Christian colleges and schools. Disturbingly, the president has already affirmed an Obama mandate that refuses federal contracts with any Christian-owned company that opposes the sin of homosexuality. Proverbs 14:34 says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." An openly homosexual man was elected as mayor in a small town in Poland called Bobrowniki. However, the Polish parliament has rejected a move to approve civil partnerships for homosexuals 7 separate times over the last 4 years. Northern Ireland, the last nation in Western Europe to hold out for its ancient Christian values, is cracking. The last election saw an increase in the party most likely to oppose God's law on homosexuality and abortion to 27.9% of the seats in Parliament. And the more conservative party lost seats for the 3rd election in a row. Matthew 24:12 says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he who shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." President Donald Trump issued another executive order on Middle East immigration and travel, exempting Iraq from the ban. Still included, however, are the nations of Syria, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. Iraqi citizens will still be subjected to what the administration calls, quote, "intense vetting," unquote. North Korea launched 4 more missiles yesterday, this time traveling 620 miles toward Japan, falling into the ocean just 200 miles short of the Japanese shoreline. Political observers note that these missile launches are coming quicker now and the technology is advancing. The much-touted major motion picture release of The Shack yielded a bare $16 million in box office receipts over the weekend, and it rated 3rd in weekend attendance. The secularist film reviewers on Rotten Tomatoes gave the New Age Christian blended film a rotten 16% rating. Christian reviews were mixed. Al Mohler called the book, quote, "undiluted heresy," unquote. And Focus on the Family's Plugged In review gave the movie a 4-star rating. Did you miss the first screening of the new film, Is Genesis History?
Was there a global flood? A Big Bang? How did the Earth become filled with so many amazing and diverse creatures? I'm Del Tackett, the creator of The Truth Project, and I've spent a year asking a wide variety of scientists to help me better understand the world we see around us.
Well, it was a story that we all learned in grammar school. Colorado River, over tens of millions of years, cut the Grand Canyon. Most geologists have jettisoned that idea. You can't imagine a canyon enduring that long with erosion. Time is not a magic wand that solves all the geologic problems of the world.
For a one-night showing, the documentary rated the #1 most watched film in the nation. You'll have one more chance to catch it on the big screen tonight. Go to isgenesishistory.com and find a theater near you. That's isgenesishistory.com. A church in Spindle, North Carolina was the subject of an Associated Press investigation. AP reports that 43 former members of the church, led by a female pastor named Jane Whaley, claim they have been physically and emotionally abused. Members of the Word of Life were allegedly subjected to hitting and choking and being slammed into walls, quote, "in the name of the Lord," unquote. In the apostles' words, They, quote, have the appearance of godliness, but deny its power. Avoid such people, for among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women, burdened with sins and led astray by various passions, always learning and never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy 3:5-7. A new book release entitled Irresistible by Adam Alter harkens back to an interview with Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, in which he explained why he would not allow an iPad in his own home. He was concerned about its addictive capacity, and he wanted his kids to be well-adapted and well-adjusted. A robot has set another world record when it completed the Rubik's Cube in 0.637 seconds flat. The fastest human record, according to Guinness Book of World Records, was 4.9 seconds, performed by Lucas Eder in 2015. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, March 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Finding it tough to spend quality time with your son? Come to the Father-Son Retreat this summer, Thursday, August 31st through Sunday, September 3rd, and experience the blessing of 4 days of solid teaching and mountain activities at one of America's most beautiful and exciting mountain lodges near Winter Park, Colorado. Register at coloradofatherson.com. That's coloradofatherson.com.